Matinee matchup right around the corner here from downtown Everett as the Everett Silvertips take on the Kelowna Rockets in the second of four meetings. Mike Benton with you, and joining us now with Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, obviously a condensed day and condensed preparations, and not to mention the condensed schedule at hand. As coaches, how can you best prepare, and how can you best get your players ready?
No clue. There's some games of the year that I don't worry too much about because they're so unusual that you have no history of how to deal with it. Those games would be the opening night. It's just the only time it's an opening night, so it's got a whole different flavor and emotion to it. I would also say the first game after the Christmas break, you haven't had your players on the ice practicing or anything for 7 days, so who knows? A 2 o'clock game. I mean, they happen once out of every 72, so you don't have any history. Because how do we learn in life? We learn by making mistakes and correcting mistakes over the course of time, right? That everybody calls that wisdom, but that's just learning from your mistakes. But you don't do this enough to know whether you did things right or wrong, and so all you do is back your we start our routines about 2 hours before game time. So instead of starting our routines at 5, we start our routines at noon. And you go through as much of the regiment you can. Players are very ritualistic. They like to go through their routine to get ready. The bottom line is both teams face an unusual circumstance. There's not an advantage or disadvantage to any team. It's about who makes the most when the puck drops on the ice.
In other words, for this past half of the season, the more that your mind and brain is in tune with what's being preached, the more that things would come natural on really kind of feels like an upside-down day like today, correct?
Well, I think in everything in life, certainly in sport, your habits take over. So if you're forming good habits and improving your habits through practice and games and video and you're constantly on top of your habits during crunch time, your habits take over. So we try to build a foundation of habits that are as strong as possible. We would recognize today the game would have a different feel to it. I mean, if you go Saturday night, sold-out crowd, your biggest rival, Seattle, that's going to create an energy in the building and within each player that's different than, a team that's a good team but not our rival on a Monday with not nearly as many people in the building and a 2 o'clock regiment. Certainly the game's going to have a different feel to it. Nonetheless, your obligation is to go try to outcompete the guy you line up against, and that doesn't change. So that's what we have to get after.
In a post-game conversation after Kamloops on Friday, Mitch Love quick to point out Connor Dewar, Bryce Kindop, Devin Skoleski, and their progress so far. What have you admired from your side as a coach?
Well, the line's done good. They've scored some goals. I think the line has 5 goals in the last. You got to add the Spokane game from the other ones you talked about. So maybe 5 goals in 4 games. But that's a good offensive output per game basis. I don't even think that'll continue. I hope it continues. But it's statistically unlikely that it would continue. But those guys have been given really, the assignment of playing against the other team's best players. So that's Yamamoto last week when Spokane was in town, and it was Barzell the other night. And when we go on the road and play, yeah, I can't control that because I don't get the last change. So we don't get to choose the matchup. So those guys have been given a heavy. Toll of playing against the other team's best line, but so that's been their goal. Although they've had some offense on as a side note, so I'll take my hat off to those guys. They all work and compete and enjoy the assignment of checking the other team's better players, and they've been pretty good at it. We certainly didn't stop Barzell the other night. He was the most dynamic player by far of the 38 players that hit the ice. He was the most dynamic player. So we weren't perfect, but we didn't expect perfection based on a travel schedule. And, hey, athlete, go play a game and burn through energy and then get up at, don't get to bed till 4 and get up and then be perfect the next night. That's a ridiculous request. So Well, based on circumstances, we thought those guys did a good job in the game the other night.
And that is all you need to know. Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine joining us. We'll come back in a moment. You're listening to Sound Transit Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.